This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on Prime Minister's reply to the debate on motion of thanks to the President's address. The participants are K.V. Prasad, political analyst, and Neelabh Srivastava, journalist.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today spoke in the Parliament. He was speaking while addressing the motion of thanks in the Parliament. The budget session is ongoing. He spoke about different welfare schemes of the government that his government is implementing. He is also spoke about different aspects of the budget that Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman had presented on February the 1st. He also spoke about different accusations that the opposition has levied upon his government. So, encapsulating all these things, Mr. Prasad, how do you see the speech of the Prime Minister? If you can just tell us about what were the highlights? What did he spoke on?
Thank you, Neela. I think if you look at the some 70 minutes, the Prime Minister to envision and put forward in a capsule form what all his government has been doing. Remember, the Prime Minister's address to Parliament, to the both members of Parliament sitting together, is one occasion when the roadmap for the next 1 year is kind of put before the nation. The roadmap that the government of the day plans for itself and for the people of this country. And here we have the NDA government, which is in its third tenure under Prime Minister Narendra Modi. So there was an element of continuity and, of course, change in terms of required circumstances as the world is emerging, as new things are coming up. So how is the country progressing on that? So it was a mixed bag, and that's why the budget was the first translation of what the vision could mean in real allocation terms and how the pie will be cut so that different sectors will be, how the sectors will get the money so that you move in that direction. Because the ultimate aim, as the Prime Minister did tell the country and reminded us, that every member in the House is committed, should be committed to the national goal of 2047 as India emerges as a developed nation. So I think it is that directional path that he kind of put forward, along with, of course, as you mentioned, the points that the opposition raised, he was responded to them too, Neelabh.
The Prime Minister did say, as you said, a third term in the government. He said this is the 14th time that he is rising on this side of the Treasury benches and speaking as the Prime Minister himself, occupying that chair. There were few pointers where, like, he spoke about the one line about, he said about, we live by the Constitution, and then he went on to explain. Now, this debate about who follows the Constitution, is it the government or the opposition? So, I think relevant point here, Mr. Prasad, when he speaks about what his government is doing and what the previous governments have not done for the Constitution.
Well, that's the one way he juxtaposed it. I mean, if I divide the thrust of the speech, it's in two aspects. One, as you also mentioned, is the schemes and policies and programs of his government for general upliftment of the society and targeting the vulnerable and the poorer sections of society, how to uplift them from poverty. That was one focus. So the various welfare missions scheme, the social welfare measures that were brought into, and he mentioned about, if you remember, the triple talaq issue. So that was it. And largely, in the beginning of his speech, he was actually directing to dispel the narrative that the opposition was building through their critique of the budget, and more so of the President's Draupadi Murmu's address. So I think the Prime Minister welded all that together. One, putting forward points how the opposition issues that they raised during the 2 days debate in Lok Sabha were not exactly what they meant, and focused on what actually they are. So much so, he also did refer to the kind of opposition leaders, mention of the way and manner in which they took a mention of President Murmu outside, the speech outside of Parliament. That too was said that it was kind of unacceptable. So I think, I divide the speech in this sense. In that context, Constitution becomes an important aspect, because right from the 2024 Lok Sabha campaign, the opposition went to people saying that the Constitution is danger and so on and so forth. Of course, the mandate has, everybody knows what the mandate came. Prime Minister Narendra Modi was voted back to power to run the government of the day. Now, he obviously is pointing out that how his, not just his government, how the party, the Bharatiya Janata Party, remains committed to the very tenets of Constitution, and also refers to Dr. Bhimrao Ambedkar in one particular aspect. So I think that was the focus, Neelabh.
Right. He also spoke about, as when we speak about welfare schemes of his government, so he went on to describe how his policies of the government has saved money for the common man, for the poor man. So as basic a thing like a LED bulb to a Jan Aushadhi scheme, where medicines are almost, as what Prime Minister said, about 70-80% cheaper than normal medicines that we get from the market, and also about the Jam Trinity. I think these pointers, if I am correct, suspect you would be a better person to tell us that since 2014, whatever schemes his government has brought in, which we know is largely the brainchild of the Prime Minister himself, he has been speaking about it from different forums, and one of the very important platforms of Parliament also, he spoke about it.
Yeah, because JAM, as you mentioned, the Jandhan, Aadhaar, and you know, mobile, all these have been in the forefront of the ushering this digital revolution in this country, because one, it stopped leakages of public transfer of funds to public through various social welfare measures, be it, you know, various schemes that the government runs. So that was one area. Right from the beginning, the government has been putting accent on it and saying how things were done. At the same time, he stressed upon certain aspects of the welfare measures or the schemes that the government has launched, which has changed the rural landscape or the landscape and uplifting people's doing better in life, both in terms of finances and also in terms of acceptance of society. For instance, he mentions during the thing, the drone DDs campaign, where he said almost 1 crore people have benefited of this and they have crossed the threshold limit of 1 lakh. And more are in the works. And also reminding people that now, today, in the rural ambience, women folk are seen with more respect, especially those who are operating those drones, because they are obviously complex machines which need a certain skill set, and how the government is empowering them. So I think that, or the you are focused on youth, skilling them, getting them prepared for the next generation of work. So all these reflect and remind from the forum of Parliament that this government is working in the direction it has committed itself from the day one in office.
The world is talking about artificial intelligence. The Prime Minister also spoke about it. Let us listen what he said.
Kuch logon ko ab jab AI ki baat hoti hai, kuch logon ko ab ye shabd fashion mein hai to bola jata hai. Lekin mere liye singular AI nahi hai, double AI. Bharat ki double taakat hai. Ek AI, artificial intelligence. Dusra AI, aspirational India.
What he said now, the Prime Minister, and he also used a different acronym this time. It was about AI, which is aspirational India. What does he mean to say? Can you please explain to our listeners?
Well, I think that's again something the Prime Minister has been talking about on many occasions. Aspirational India is because we are a country where more than 50% of our population is youth under the age of 25 or 35. So, and the young have dreams. And they have an aspirations. They want to join the world and in this race to become one of the leading country of the world. So I think that aspiration will begin at home. So I think that AI, in fact, he had mentioned this, if you remember, Nila, in a conversation with Bill Gates too, where he said India has already AI and he said aspiration India. So he kind of melded that into that conversation, if you recall. So aspirations, everybody has aspirations. They want to do well. And there, as I mentioned in the previous segment, he's referring to youth being skilled for the coming challenges, in which obviously AI will become the new set of challenges. And that is why if you look at the budgets, I think something like 500 crores for people to start looking at this project and back them up.
Speaking about the budget, the Prime Minister stressed upon this very important declaration, the budget proposal that Finance Minister has said is about the income tax exemption for people who are earning about 12 lakhs per annum, 1 lakh per month. So I think he also touched upon certain points that the budget of his government has announced for the welfare and for the people who are actually what everyone is knowing that through the inflation. So that aspect also the Prime Minister spoke about.
Yeah, Nirav, I think that shows, which has been repeatedly said by the Finance Minister and other members of the government, that the government is sensitive to the situation that people of the country are facing, especially the middle class. And remember, the middle class constitute a sizable community and they are contributing to nation building, both by their work and by paying honest taxpayer segment. So that segment, as the finance minister also mentioned in one of her recent interviews, they heard the voices coming from people, including the kind of problems they were facing. So I think that was sought to be addressed. And that's why the Prime Minister did mention that how his government was aware of the situation and was wanting to do more to ensure that that particular segment also feels addressed.
In his speech, the Prime Minister also took up the gauntlet of what the opposition has been saying about the representation of the backward classes in the government or in the bureaucracy. So he had few things to mention, like he asked the House, can you name 3 MPs who are from one family or and they belong to the SC, ST or the OBC community? Also spoke about urban Naxal speaking. So what kind of indicators were those? What kind of things that the Prime Minister, you think, was indicating?
Yeah, Nilab, I think if you heard some debates, and including, I think, the Parliamentary Affairs Minister too had mentioned this somewhere, where he talks about the fact that the government of Prime Minister Narendra Modi is doing more for the segments which the opposition, in particular the Congress party or the Congress leader, Mr. Rahul Gandhi, has been talking about, the Jati Ganganna or the caste census, and kind of asking questions as to how much of that category of people have been put in positions of responsibility elsewhere. So here, I think by juxtaposing how Congress was not walking the talk, if one were to say so.
Right.
So that probably was indication in that direction, Anila.
And there was a cartoon and there was a book which also was thrown in by the Prime Minister.
Yeah. So it's basically, you know, you kind of make sure that your point is understood by the large segment of the society and people who are watching the debate or hearing the debate.
Right. Like what Prime Minister did, he went from politics to welfare schemes to budget. He again came back in the middle somewhere. Middle of his speech was about the gig workers, the MSME sector, which has been addressed in the budget also. These two topics also have been at the forefront of the campaigning of the political parties because jobs have been a topic of discussion. Are there enough jobs in the country? What do you make out of what he mentioned about these two sectors?
Yeah, again, this points to the fact that government is sensitive to what is being said about its work and its work ethics and works culture and whether it is solving problems for the people of this country. As you rightly mentioned, the gig economy and the problems of gig economy became a political issue, became a campaign issue. So much so the Congress party in different states where it was in power or it is in power, it is in the government, it's trying to bring about some kind of a legislation to support this. And the Prime Minister said by one estimate, almost 1 crore people are in this, on the platform workers or the gig workers, who need certain social security. Because they don't belong to any company. Nobody hires them. They're just, you know, working and they get some paid money for the services rendered. But in practice, there are practical issues. So what if they get hurt in the pursuit of their delivery when they go out, and what kind of vagaries they face, both from weather and from people behavior? We have read stories about how those people have been physically attacked, or, you know, all kinds of issues have been read. So I think that addresses a portion of that. It's just about the beginning where he mentioned about Ishram. So gig, it's not just a problem in India. The entire world has an issue of gig workers, whether it's US, whether it is the East, whether it is other countries. They're all looking at gig workers and platform workers problems and how to solve this issue, because this is a new service sector, as the Prime Minister himself mentioned. And when you talk about MSME, that's important, where I mentioned the question of skilling. Unless you skill them, and MSMEs are the job generators, because job generators would require manufacturing. Manufacturing would require competitive manufacturing. And that's why he said, you know, the government is working in the ecosystem, which looks at manufacturing as a sector, promoting manufacturing. The MSMEs become the feeders, and MSMEs also becomes the job providers, and so on. The wheels of economy turn for the better.
Right. He also spoke about, I made a very pertinent mention about it, that his government, what Prime Minister says, is that MBBS seats for the scheduled caste category students, from what before what his government came into power, were about 7,700, and now after 10 years they are about 17,000 seats, what Prime Minister said. He also said for OBC, similarly for OBC candidates, these medical seats were less than 14,000 and now they are more than 32,000 seats. He went on and moved towards rural economy, spoke about the farmers' welfare, increasing their income. So that also is a subject that is very close to his heart. I always find that this finds a mention wherever he's speaking.
Yes, because remember, farmers are the backbone of our economy. A majority of our workforce are working in the fields and they contribute a certain segment of our GDP. And we've been reading reports of distress in that farm sector for decades now. Every government has done something, but the problems are far more deeper. And we've seen the kind of issues that are cropping up time and again, because also the weather patterns have changed, other issues have come up. So he talks about the number of steps the government is taking, because farmers are a very sizable community which as it contributes to GDP, right? And a lot of people, as I said, across the country, people are almost 60% of our workforce is in farm sector, both informal and, you know, sector. It's informal also and formal sector. So that's a huge segment that needs to be looked at, needs handholding, guidance, and a lot of support from the government. So I think those schemes are there. And obviously, if the old system, if people have money in the pocket, if rural India earns money, only then it can spend money. And it helps move the economy at a pace at which the government wants it to move.
Thank you for sharing your thoughts.
Thank you, Nila.
You were listening to a discussion on Prime Minister's reply to the debate on motion of thanks to the President's address. The participants are K.V. Prasad, political analyst, and Neelab Srivastava, journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.